Section 1. Edelmar's Recollection. Assigned as sentry when Rivkira called the noon halt, Edelmar was in a foul mood. With winter's imminent arrival and their ancient enemy suddenly departing the field of battle, his dreams were dashed, and doubly so. Dreams of glory gone, for there could be no heroes without conflict. Dreams of vengeance vanished, along with the Groth and the elusive chance for revenge each battle brought. The only other survivors from his town were Lucinda and Baltimore. Many times had they dodged death together, seen comrades slain, gathered the chukra of the fallen for the rite of return. He smiled ruefully. They were staunch brothers in arms now, seldom parted for long. How he longed to bear Baltimore's chukra to the horde. Battle after battle, he fought with all the tenacity he possessed, struggling to survive and succeeding, albeit barely. After each conflict, he dared hope, yet always his searching eyes found Baltimar alive. By petitioning against him at the convocation, Baltimar had earned his hatred, petitioning and prevailing. Yelgar, that stone-faced bastard, had ignored the scribes, all of whom had termed his petition exemplary, obviously favoring it over Baltimar's. Lip-curling in scorn, he recalled their lackluster approval of Baltimar's petition. Damned with the faint praise of being merely qualified. In every way had his petition surpassed those of all others, and there had been many. Yelgar had listened to the scribes exalting him in the reserved manner of their class, yet, after listening apparently attentive to the scribes' quietly whispered advice, the deceitful old hunter had completely disregarded their wisdom. Rather than dismiss Baltimar's inferior petition outright, the just thing to do, Yelgar had come up with a bizarre plan of his own. A ploy, clearly designed for no purpose other than denying him. Edelmar almost spat at the memory. Long habit granted him control, the near lapse bringing him back from rage's abyss. He quickly smoothed his face. Within an instant it showed nothing. He shook his head at the oft-replayed memory's strength. He should have seen it coming. Yelgar, that indecisive piece of groth dung, had resorted to the same tactic to decide Rintam's match earlier. The cowardly old bastard had called for a chukra match. Naturally, with such matches assumed blessed by the gods, the scribes had readily agreed. Confident in his unassailable petition, he too had willingly assented. Seemingly puzzled to be in the final two, Baltimar had merely nodded and said nothing. Having secured the agreement of all, Yelgar had proved himself the devious trickster he truly was. His stony face had showed nothing. Edelmar's face contorted in fury, self-control's last remnants failing at memory of Yelgar's fateful words. Hurriedly, he recomposed his visions, clenching his spear haft as though squeezing life from Yelgar's throat. The old hunter's deceit was forever etched in his mind, as surely as the god's immutable laws were carved in the pinnacle of Malmaxa. Silently, Edelmar mouthed again those fateful words. All are agreed. The chukra match is called. Beniskira, of the final two petitioners, approach either. Let us see which is true. Those treacherous words flowed smoothly in his memory, their path cut deep from constant repetition. Thus had Yelgar sprung his trap. In chukra matches, it was customary to approach the best petitioner first. In all ways he was, taller and broader of shoulder, impeccably attired to Baltimore's plain features and mismatched garb. Yet this had served for naught. Beniskira, young, beautiful, clearly unsure of such arcane decorum, had fallen into the shameful snare set by her father. She had looked first to him. Oh, how his heart soared again at the embrace within her eyes. Then, to his eternal dismay, she had turned to Baltimar. His heart pounded in his chest anew, just as it done then, near 6 cycles past. Time did not diminish this memory. In recollection's reflection, he watched again, disbelieving, as Beniskira took several hesitant steps to halt before Baltimar. Thus had Yelgar's treachery borne its terrible fruit. Baltimar was positioned 2 places closer to Beniskira than was he. In the mirror of his mind, for the 10,000th time, Edelmar watched their chukra touch and felt his heart burst again. An unmistakable glow, the red of Baltimar's mixing with Beniskira's purple. That swirling pulse of light had sealed their match. Compositus concluded for them. His petition failed and long since forgotten. To have been so close, a mere 2 steps and all would have been different in his world. Though relegated to second string, he had made a match, conceived a healthy son, and feigned joy. What fool could believe he was content? Were those denied justice ever satisfied with their lot? But Baltimore accepted his pretense of happiness as truth, never spoke of it, even dared treat him as friend. The trusting fool has no knowledge of the just hatred I bear him. Spitting abruptly, Adelmar tensed his body, then relaxed completely and rolled his head about his shoulders to lessen his tension. With a final shake of his head, he cast out his troubling reminiscences, turning his full attention to the watch. The gods rewarded the diligent and the patient. He was both.